waiting any second for Thomas Rhett to join us, and Tammy picks now to start a fight with me.
I'm not starting a fight. Would you stop
poking?
It?
Poking at me. That's might be true. A better fit.
Hey, good morning.
There we go.
You're a good guy.
Hey, pal.
I've been haranguing John since we've been waiting for you. Oh, I think I'm annoying him.
Really? You think you are?
My gosh.
Thomas Rhett has returned to John and Tammy's San Diego's Morning Show. And right off the bat, we get into a squabble right in front of company.
That's okay. I feel like I'm used to that from you guys.
I think you are, actually.
Okay, dude, first and foremost, before we talk about anything else, I am so jealous of you. So jealous of you singing with Teddy Swims. I mean, awesome was that.
It was awesome. And I think it caught a lot of people off guard, you know, because I posted on my story the other day. I was like, man, I'm about to collaborate with somebody really cool. Anybody have any guesses? And I would say overwhelmingly people were like, it's got to be Post Malone. It's got to be Post Malone or Lainey Wilson or something. And so I didn't get one person that thought Teddy Swims. And so I think it actually came as a really unique surprise for everybody, because I think there's a lot of people, you know, in country that actually don't even know. They might know the song Lose Control, but they don't know Teddy Swims. And I think from his camp, like, I think they probably know Die a Happy Man, but they don't know anything else about me. So it's kind of been cool for both of our fan bases and genres to kind of be like, oh, this is sick, you know. And he's just an insane talent, and I'm excited to get to play this song on the CMAs with him and getting excited to see, you know, what people think about this tune when it drops.
Well, Thomas Rhett is our guest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to keep harping on it, but the two of you together, there is just so much positive love and talent.
Oh, yeah.
Between the two of you, it's just it's great. I'm very pleased about it.
Thomas Rhett, congratulations on making Tammy quote very pleased, by the way.
I appreciate that.
I know that was the goal. Thomas is about to have another number one song with Beautiful as You. And also about to kick off your first Vegas residency ever at Fountain Blue. Every time I hear an artist talk about doing a gig in Vegas, they rave about it. Is it as great as they say? Or are they saying it too passionately as if to cover up something? I don't know. Could it be that great? Is it just the dream gig of a lifetime, Thomas Rhett?
Mine doesn't start until the 6th of December. So we're getting geared up for it now, getting to rehearse. But I did go see, I saw Luke's show, and I've seen Miranda's show, and I enjoyed it a lot, you know, because it's when you play amphitheaters or arenas and that's what you're expecting. It's definitely not that, right? Because a lot of these theaters, like the place we're playing, holds like 2,800 people or something like that. And we're only doing like four shows. So it's a mini residency, if you will. But I think the thing I loved most is that, you know, I've obviously seen a million Miranda Lambert shows and a million Luke Bryan shows, and I love the way that they just changed up their whole everything for Vegas, you know? So it's me and the band kind of feel free to sort of, like, try some stuff maybe that we wouldn't normally try, like, on a normal show. And so I'm jacked. Like, I've never been in Vegas for longer than 48 hours, and I'm about to be there for two straight weeks, and so I will let you know.
Now, does Lauren and the kids, do they go there with you, or are you on your own for this one?
They're coming for the second week.
Okay.
So I'm going to go a couple of days early to kind of get in the rehearsal space in the actual room we're playing at, and, you know, I'm filming a New Year's Eve thing there. I'm doing, like, the official, like, lighting of the Christmas tree in Vegas. So there's a lot of stuff going on the front end that they'll come on the second half for. So hopefully by the time we've worked out all the kinks, my kids will get to see the final product.
Right on, man.
So,
and then, of course, right into the new year with the Better in Boots headlining tour. Things are going very well for Thomas Rhett.
Well, yeah.
All right. You know what? Hang on, Thomas, because we want to talk more about you and Lauren and your future should you decide to hang it up and what you guys could possibly do. I got idea for a good collaboration between the two of you two kids.
Oh boy.
Y'all are hilarious.
That's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. We are back, continuing our conversation with Thomas Rhett. Thomas is collaborating at the CMA Awards with superstar Teddy Swims. Thomas is about to go number one with As Beautiful As You. Thomas, have you ever thought about life after singing and songwriting and specifically collaborating more with your wife? You guys ever think about doing like a relationship podcast or a longevity and love thing to help people that aren't as compatible as you guys are become compatible? I think that's something that that you can really do.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. You know, we have a lot of dreams. We also have a lot of kids. And, you know, so, we do talk about it, you know. And, I mean, honestly, every year I'm just like, maybe this is the last year that people care about my music. And so I'm always thinking about what could I do, you know. And I do love – probably the biggest joy I've gotten in the last few years is being able to, like, mentor younger artists, if you will. That brings me a lot of life, just because I've been doing this for 15 years, and there's a lot of artists that literally did not have anything going on yesterday, and all of a sudden, you know, a year goes by and they're headlining football stadiums, you know. And so I think with TikTok and all this kind of stuff, you can get really famous really fast. And I think when you get really famous really fast, you don't really know what you're doing. You're just kind of doing it, you know, as you go. And so I love getting to talk to younger artists. And so I think a podcast would be fun, especially with my wife. But I do know for a fact that we do not have time right now to do a podcast together. But maybe when our kids are teenagers, we'll dive into something like that. That sounds really life-giving.
I don't think, Thomas Rhett, there's any man in the world who loves his wife more than you do. I think you loved her before you even born, you even knew it.
Probably.
There's got to be one little thing that she does that gets on your nerves. Share one little thing.
Yeah, she's extremely stubborn, and I'm just not, you know? And I'm not the best roll with the punches kind of person. Like, we went to Dollywood the other day, and so I have my plan of like, okay, we're getting in the car, we're going to get there at noon, we're going to be in the park till like 5, and then we're going to like go to bed a decent hour. Like, my wife is so down to just change plans. You know what I mean? So like, we don't leave until an hour later, and we get the park an hour late. And if my kids like the roller coaster, we're going to sit there and ride it until they're tired of it. And I'm just like, no. We have a schedule, you know what I'm saying? And so,
yes.
She is the last person to leave a restaurant. She's the last person to leave church. She's the last person to leave a party. And, you know, but she's been that way ever since I was like 15 or 16 years old. And so I've learned how to adapt a little bit more of her roll with the punches, but that is probably the biggest frustration that I have.
Makes sense. And it's actually a good frustration to have.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, Thomas, good luck in the upcoming residency. Congratulations on what's going to be another number one song for you, just adding to a great resume with Beautiful As You. And good luck in the upcoming tour. We better start seeing a second leg announced where we're going to be seeing you closer to home. Just throwing that out there, but we'll talk about that later.
I know. Don't bring it up right now.
Okay. All right. I won't bring it up. Trust me, I will not bring it up. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and your family. And thanks for always being so cool with us, pal.
Yeah, of course. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Bye, honey.
See ya.
That is a good guy right there.
Love him.
I want to be best friends with he and Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
Sit by the fire. I can play harmonica. He can play guitar.
God. All right.
Lauren can make southern food. Tommy and me.
Oh, boy.
And Lauren makes 3. The whole thing.
Oh my God.